Celebrity by Harry Venny and David Ramsden. Episode 4, Things That Go Bump in the Day.
Good boy, Thomas, eating all your breakfast.
Gnarly, this breakfast cereal that you've bought for Thomas.
He loves it.
Yeah, Choco Choco Honey Choc Chunks. Gnarly, I'm a little bit concerned.
Is it the honey?
For the last time, will you please, please, please buy healthy breakfast cereal? For crying out loud, Brian.
Nearly finished.
Do you have to do that in the kitchen?
Yes, Claire, I do, because the frame of the kitchen door is the only one strong enough to support me hanging upside down from my inversion bar.
We get that you want to be fit, Brian, but why can't you just go for a jog around the park? You know, if it's the ducks you're worried about, then just quack back.
I'm using gravity to maximise my workout. You don't get abs like paving slabs doing a normal sit-up. And they weren't ducks, they were swans!
The first school is at 11, Brian. Will you make sure you're there? I have had to take time off. Can I take that as a yes?
Oh, Claire, if you have a minute, can you test me on my lines?
Oh, but we did them last night, Gnarly.
I want to be perfect. The curtain call amateur dramatic company demands perfection. And this is my first speaking role.
Brian, do you mind? We are rehearsing. Dorothea, there you are. Have you fed the geese?
Yes. Thank you, Claire. At last I am off the book. Oh, do say you will come and see me in the play.
Of course we will, Gnarly. Wild horses would not... Right, OK, I'm off to work.
Yes, I must take Thomas to school.
Bye, Brian.
Bye, Brian.
On a second. Guys! I can get up here on my own, but I need help. Bollocks.
Sorry I'm late, everyone.
Oh, my goodness.
What's happened to you? Ray, what's with the eye patch?
I was on territorial army manoeuvres all weekend.
With your gay regiment.
How many times, Helen, it is not a gay regiment, it is a regular regiment that just happens to be predominantly comprised of gay soldiers.
And what, you've got shrapnel in your eye?
No, glitter. at the disco afterwards. Bloody well stung.
Oh, best behaviour, everybody. Here comes Miss.
G'day, team. Now, I hope you had a pleasant bank holiday weekend and are ready to knuckle under. Now, I've had a good long think about what this team needs.
Can I just say that I don't think of you as my team. I think of you as my family.
And I've come to this conclusion. If you solve the small problems, the big ones, they'll solve themselves.
Just as long as it isn't another one of your team-building exercises.
Yeah, all right, thank you. So what little things are bugging everybody?
Oh, you know, poverty, injustice... Discrimination, oppression, you know, little things like that.
Can I just say that I don't think of you as my team. I think of you as my family.
What's bugging everybody about the office?
Can I just say it for the third time, as nobody seemed to have heard me the first two, that I don't think of you as my team. I think of you as my family.
Yeah, I have a grumble about the office. I put a packet of biscuits on top of my filing cabinet and now they're gone. And I find this absence of respect for personal property intolerable.
My family never used to listen to me either.
What sort of biscuits were they?
Hobnobs.
Oh, those were my hobnobs. You took them out of my cupboard.
I'm sorry, but I think there's a danger of us getting lost in the detail here. It doesn't matter whose biscuits they were. Point is, I put them on top of my filing cabinet and they are gone.
Biscuits, roll, Helen.
Sorry, is this going to take long? I've taken time off to look at secondary schools for Thomas.
Thomas is only 6.
Brian believes in planning ahead, although not always, or we'd never have had Thomas.
Yeah, excuse me. My biscuits.
Helen, I found your biscuits. I was right. They were down the back of the filing cabinet.
Thanks, Ray, you're a star.
Good on you, Ray. Well done, mate.
The thing is, I've found something else down the back as well.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
It looks very much like a dead body. And he's holding your biscuits.
Hello, Brian, I'm home.
Oh, Gnarly, thank goodness.
Oh, look at you, Brian, still wriggling upside down.
Please, Gnarly. Oh.
Hello, I'm Nolly. I answered Brian's phone because he is indisposed. Oh, Claire, how are you? Yes, I pass you to Brian.
Hi. What do you mean you can't make it? Oh, I see. It's just, I know how schools think, and we'd make a better impression as a couple. And I was thinking, you know, we could have lunch. They've opened a new Nando's in town. And I suppose finding a dead body behind a filing cabinet at work does take precedence. Yeah, okay, bye.
I don't believe it, Brian. Did I hear you right? They are opening a Nando's in town?
Actually, Nolly, can I ask you a question? How would you like to be my wife?
I would hate it, Brian. No offense, but you're whiny and small-minded, irritating little man.
No, Nolly. I mean, pretend to be my wife today as I go around the schools.
Oh, you mean like improv? Oh, I love improv. We do improv at the Curtain Call Amateur Dramatic Group. Oh, I'm so excited. I'll get into character and choose my costume.
Yes, but before you go, Nolly, could you...
Thank you so much, Brian. It's such an opportunity.
No, wait a second.
Come on, Joan. Come on, you fainted.
Yes, I know I fainted, Helen. And I came round ages ago, so can you please stop slapping me?
Libby, are you absolutely sure he's dead?
Oh, I'm positive. I've seen enough dead bodies in my time to know. You know, back home in Woolla Woolla, we used to do our underage drinking in the mortuary. It's the only place guaranteed to keep your beers cold.
Do you think he's been there undetected?
I don't think he's been dead long. The body begins to rot after a couple of days, and this poor chap hasn't started to smell yet.
Well, I can certainly smell something.
Sorry, that's me. I had a balti last night.
We should call the police.
Or ambulance.
Or fireman.
Hang on, why fireman?
I like firemen.
Having watched every series of Midsummer Murders, including the ones after John Nettles left, which kept the spirit, if not the charm, of the original, I feel I'm qualified to take a guess at what may have happened here.
Oh, yeah, go on, Sherlock. Illuminate us.
He got locked in on Friday. After a while, he grew hungry, saw the biscuits on top of the filing cabinet, accidentally knocked them down the back, went to retrieve them, and blam! Heart attack, stroke, seizure.
Well, whatever it is, it will have been natural causes. But it's still going to look bad.
Why? It's not our fault.
Jeez, Joan, don't be naive. It doesn't have to be anyone's fault for the newspapers to tear into social workers. Believe me, they'll spin it so it looks like we were responsible for his death.
Crying out loud, Libby. Are you going to take control of the situation or aren't you?
I am fully in control, Claire. Thank you very much.
Really?
Hey, that's enough undermining my authority, Claire. And don't you come the weak old shrimp in the seafood salad with me.
Well, do something decisive then.
Okay, you want something decisive? I put you in charge. You can sort it out.
Hang on a sec.
Yeah, cometh the hour, cometh the Claire. I'll be in my office.
Actually, it might be quite helpful if you'd hang around. Oh. Okay. Right. Well, now we have established some genuine leadership, let's get this sorted. So first off, who is he? Does anyone recognise him? Is he a client?
It's hard to tell. We'll have to move the cabinet if we want to see his face properly.
Look, we are not moving or touching anything. When the police arrive, they will find the scene exactly as we did. Helen! What the hell do you think you're doing?
I was just trying to get my biscuits back.
Oh, that is terrific work, Helen. You have just single-handedly created a crime scene.
Yeah, thank you. Well, it's quite a big school, but the children seem very well behaved and the Ofsted rating is outstanding.
Don't you dare talk to me.
What?
You stink of it.
I stink of what?
Sex. You have been with her again, haven't you?
Oh. Rein in the impro a bit, Gnarly. That scene you made on the bus was embarrassing enough.
Well, you should have not slept with my best friend. Thank goodness she has left now, along with the rest of the circus.
God help us.
Oh, hello. Sorry to keep you. I'm the head teacher, Mrs. Broughton.
Hello, I'm Brian Harris, and this is my wife, Claire.
In name only? Ours is a loveless marriage.
I see. Okay, you're thinking of sending your son Thomas here to Bradfield Academy. A good choice, if I may say so. Now, have you been offered tea or coffee? I'm sorry, was I shouting?
You did raise your voice a little, yeah.
You shouted?
Oh, I apologise. It's a relatively recent thing. The thing is that the school is so big and the students so many that I spend almost all of my time shouting, to the point when I can no longer tell if I'm shouting or not.
I understand. I'm a teacher myself.
You're very kind.
No, not at all.
So, does Thomas like cricket?
Claire, what are we going to do?
I think that we should form a focus group and just, you know, kick some ideas around. OK, Ray, have you got any input?
I think it would make sense to move the filing cabinet off the poor sod.
Move the filing cabinet off the poor sod. Why?
Because this is a public space and there will be people coming through at any minute. It doesn't look good having a crushed corpse on the floor.
Yeah, you see, everybody, this is why I am a born leader. Thanks to the nurturing environment that I have created, Ray has come up with a good idea, which, for the record, I had already had.
Well done, Claire.
Thank you, Ray. OK, I'm going to need everybody's help to move Helen's filing cabinet.
I don't think you will, Claire. There's nothing in it.
So, Helen, Joan, you get on to that.
Are you ready, Joan? 1, 2, 3, lift.
Oh, he's still very heavy.
Job well done, Joan.
Thanks, Helen, but it would have been easier if you'd helped.
Problemo, because now the body is completely exposed.
Can't we just call the police?
We could, but it would be the end of all our careers.
Every cloud.
Let me think.
Schrodinger's cat.
What?
Schrodinger's cat. It's in a box.
Megan, can I suggest we deal with this first and then address any animal welfare concerns you may have?
But nobody can say for certain if it's dead or alive.
Well, why don't they try shaking the box?
No, it's a hypothetical cat. The cat isn't dead until the lid is lifted and he's found to be dead.
Like the tree that falls in the forest. If nobody hears it, has it made any noise?
And does your chewing gum lose its flavour on the bedpost overnight?
Helen?
Well, everyone else is talking bollocks, so I thought I'd...
I'm siding with Helen on this one.
So the man behind the filing cabinet wasn't actually dead until we found him to be so.
Oh, I bet he thought he was.
No, so we let somebody else find him and they can deal with it.
That's brilliant, Megan. We aren't doing anything wrong per se, except delaying his discovery.
Well, it took you all a while, but you got there eventually. That is exactly what I was going to suggest. You know what? I don't just provide leadership. I also encourage vision.
If the blind lead the blind, they will both fall into the ditch.
That's from the New Testament.
It is. But it's also what happened last week when I took the visually impaired group out.
But we can't go moving a body, can we? I mean, isn't it a bit disrespectful?
Yeah, Megan's got a point. We've already locked him in, left him to starve and dropped a filing cabinet on the poor chap. I think, from now on, his dignity should be the highest priority for us.
I know. Let's stick him in the cleaning cupboard.
That's brilliant. A brilliant idea.
Well, it's certainly jolly lively, this school.
Yes, my sensibilities are offended, for I am an English lady from the Cotswolds. I say scones, not scones. Grass, not grass. Isn't that right, husband?
Pack it in and I'll buy you extra coleslaw at Nando's.
Deal.
Hello! Brian and Claire?
Yes, nice to meet you, Headmaster.
Whoa, please, we don't do titles here. It's not the Austro-Hungarian sodding empire.
Well, what do we call you?
The kids call me Buzzcock because I'm always buzzing around and I'm always cocking things up. I love them, the little shits.
Okay, Buzzcock.
Let's walk the walk and I'll talk the talk.
Yours is quite a liberal attitude to education.
If doing away with all that crypto-fascist teacher-pupil crap is liberal, then yeah, I'm liberal.
And how many teaching staff...
Oh, hold on, mate. I have to get down with the kids. Yo, Dennis!
Nob.
High five, Yolanda!
Piss off!
Coming at you, Leslie.
Dickhead.
Leslie is the physics teacher. I'll introduce you later.
Is it break time?
No. What makes you think that?
None of the children are in classes.
Do you blame them? It's crap, school. Waste of everybody's time.
When do they learn?
Who the frig are you? Ofsted? Only kidding. You see, the founder of our system, Dr. Boyd Baden-Baden-Schlenther, believed that life was learning and that being in classrooms was tantamount to being in prison, which, ironically, is where he ended up.
So why do we even have classrooms?
I keep my motorbike in one, some of the staff sleep in the others. One is a sort of greenhouse, you know, botany, growing plants, nudge.
One thing I'd like to ask...
Oh, give it a rest, mate. You're doing my nut in. Look, I'm going to spark up a big fat one. You're both welcome to join me, but ease up on the questions, OK? You know the best thing about this school? Parents' evening. Do you two swing?
Yes, we do.
Can I have a show of hands? Right. That is unanimous. We take him up to the third floor and dump him on children and families.
You know, I'd so love to shaft those toffee-nosed twits in children and families. I can't think of anybody I'd rather leave Roger with.
Roger?
Yeah, I've given him a name.
Why Roger?
Roger Mortis.
When do we do the deed?
OK, so every day, dead on 5 o'clock, children and families are out of the door and into the pub, so I suggest 5 past 5. Ray has tucked our friend...
Roger,
up in the cleaning cupboard, and nobody's going to disturb him in there because...
Because the cleaning lady doesn't come in Tuesday.
Because the cleaning lady doesn't come in Tuesday.
So how come the cleaning lady is over by the cupboard and about to open the door?
Excuse me!
Wait, a cleaning operative. Can you wait? No. Don't open the door. Not yet.
Why not?
Because I think that we should get to know each other. I'm Claire Barker. And you are?
Anna.
Anna?
Anna.
Anna, that's what I said. Anna. And where are you from?
What do you care?
Because caring, Anna.
Anna.
Anna is what I do best.
Poland.
Wow. You know, that's such a coincidence. Because we've got a nanny, Nali, and she's from... Actually, you know, I don't know where she's from. I don't know. Should ask, but you know she's from like east of here. And what I really want to say is just to thank you for the fabulous contribution that you people make to our country.
I need to get my broom.
Anna, the thing is, Anna, there's something in that cupboard, okay, but it isn't what it looks like. It's empty. Apart from the cleaning implements, but they aren't what they appear, because they are actually symbolic of the industry and dedication you bring to your job. So we thank you.
Dupkiem.
Yes. Dupkiem. Yes, you said it, Anna. Bye.
Claire?
He's gone, Ray. Roger has gone.
I know. I moved him. I remembered that yesterday was a bank holiday, so the cleaner would be coming in today instead.
Oh, Ray, thank goodness for that. Where have you put him?
Under the table in interview room 2.
Interview room 2? Why did you do that?
I had to put him somewhere.
But I'm about to take a meeting in interview room 2.
I know, but I looked in your diary. It'll be okay. The meeting is with Mr. Mortimer.
Mr. Mortimer. Hello, Mr. Mortimer. Claire Barker. Come with me. We're in interview room 2. Oh.
Hello, Miss Barker. Something the matter?
No, nothing the matter. It's just, no, last time we met, you didn't have a guide dog.
Is that a problem? He's called Bentley.
Right, is he? Okay, you and Bentley had better come in.
Come along, Bentley. Good boy, Bentley. Thank you.
Okay.
Shush, Bentley.
Yeah, and if you take a seat. So, Mr. Mortimer, it's, I think it's been a while since you came in to see us. And,
basically, I just want to make sure that we've got the balance right between...
Bentley, you silly dog, what has got into you?
Between providing support and maintaining independent living. So... I suggest we make a full and comprehensive reassessment of your care package. We'll have a look at what we're currently providing.
Miss Barker?
Yes, Mr. Mortimer?
I'm sorry to interrupt, but it sounds to me like Bentley has got hold of something and is eating it.
It's OK. It's OK. It's just the biscuits.
It's really kind of you to see us, Mr. Merrick.
Please, call me Jolly On.
You have a lovely home, Jolly On. Reminds me of my bungalow in Kenya. A farm in Africa.
You see, we're investigating all the possible options, and the idea of homeschooling just came up. And
well, you know, I'm more than happy to share my experiences of it with you, and I have to say they've been almost 100% positive. You see, my wife and I and our daughter Olivia feel that the conventional template for education is irredeemably flawed.
Right.
Classes, curriculums, timetables get in the way of learning. All Olivia needs is her natural curiosity, and she'll seek out the lake of knowledge and drink from it when she wants to.
Oh, that's very inspiring. Perhaps we could hear from Olivia herself. Where is she?
Oh, she's not here at the moment. Her mother's bringing her back from the police station.
Coast clear up there?
Coast clear up here.
OK, one flight to go. Everyone grab a body part. And one, two, three. Helen!
What?
You're saying 1, 2, 3, but you're not doing any hopping.
Yes, I am. How dare you criticise my hopping?
Come along, you lot, get a move on.
One, two, three, hop up.
I don't know about anybody else, but there's something about carrying a corpse up 3 flights of stairs that makes me reflect upon mortality and getting a stairlift.
OK, so it's through those double doors and Roger is no longer our problem. Children and families will find him in the morning. So, here goes.
Well, if it isn't the family centre from first floor, come on in, all of you. Welcome to Daphne's Leaving Do.
Very kind.
Now, don't be shy. Grab a drink. We won't take no for an answer.
OK, maybe just one drink.
And ever since then, and throughout the whole of my adult life, I've had psychologically crippling issues around abandonment.
I'm sorry, I have to talk to my friend. Bye. What's happening?
Well, Ray's looking through the CDs, Megan's doing the locomotion, Joan's staring into space, murmuring about the dark place, and I'm getting myself another drink.
No, what about Roger?
Oh, we propped him up over there.
You left Roger alone?
Roger's fine. In fact, he's a bit of a hit. Strong, silent type.
Where is he?
Over there. Daphne was trying to chat him up earlier. She wrote her phone number on the back of his hand.
I can't see him.
In front of the window.
In front of a window?
Yeah, there was a little ledge to sit him on. We tried leaning him up against the wall, but he kept sliding down.
So you put Roger in front of a window?
It's okay, Claire. The window was shut.
Which window, Helen? Which window?
That window... Oh, hang on. That's odd.
Sorry, you put him in front of the open window.
Oh, dear. Oh dear, Roger and out.
So, where is he, Helen? Where is Roger?
Well, how should I know? All that I know is that he fell out of that window directly above us.
He might have bounced.
Well, how far does a body bounce?
There should be a lot of Roger spread over a wide area. There's no sign of him at all.
Yeah, well, we are in the car park, Ray. Maybe he just pulled himself together and drove off.
Actually, Claire, that's not so stupid.
Oh, come on, Ray, will you be serious?
I am being serious. It's gone 5, everyone is heading home, it's twilight, people are tired. What if Roger fell out of the window, landed on a car?
The owner didn't notice.
That's right.
And drove off with the body on the roof.
Exactly.
That's ridiculous.
Have you got any better ideas?
So we have a body on top of a car driving around town at rush hour.
I think we should try and stay positive.
And do what? Hope people mistake him for a roof rack?
Yeah, all right, Claire. It's far from perfect, but you have to admit, Roger is gone.
OK, we're going to let me do the talking?
Yeah. OK, right. Hello, Claire. Hello, guys. I sincerely hope that you are all here to tell me that you have dealt with our little problem.
Yeah, before I tell you exactly what happened, Libby, I think I have to explain that the situation was, it was like a really fluid one, and we had to respond to the ever-changing nature of the multiple challenges that were thrown up.
Yeah, all right, let's cut to the chase, Claire. What did you do with him?
We aren't sure. But the good news is, he isn't here anymore.
So where is he?
We don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Oh. Because I do. He's here! Come on out, Greg! Guys, please meet your dead body.
Hello, everyone.
Leave Joan for now. We'll pick her up later. Libby, what is going on?
Well, Greg here is an actor. He's just come off a 6-month tour of The Mousetrap. Yeah, playing the murder victim. So he's had a lot of experience with this sort of role. I think he's pretty bloody convincing. Now, when Greg wasn't playing dead or ducking out of cupboards and parties, he's been here in my office drinking tea.
Yeah, well, I don't understand. It's why? Why would you do such a thing?
Team building. I wanted to see you all working together under extreme pressure.
You put us through all this as a team-building exercise.
Yes, I did, Helen, and I cannot take all the credit. I had someone working on the inside. Take a bow, Ray.
Thank you, Libby. I have to say I rather enjoyed it.
Ow! Ah,
Helen! Oh, that was my good eye.
Get another patch.
All this talk of war, you know. I sometimes think we should arm the politicians and they could do the fighting for us.
Indeed, my lord.
Ah, Dorothea, there you are. Have you fed the geese?
Prompt, please.
Community by Harry Benning and David Branson, starring Sally Phillips, Alex Lowe, Nina Conti, Richard Lumsden, Pippa Hayward, Sarah Tom and Sarah Kendall, with David Cann and Kieran Hodgson. The producer was Alexandra Smith. It was a BBC Radio comedy production.